e me dá esse amor.
Declare só. Heavenly Father, we bless you. Thank you because you are in the midst of your people. You are the God that is putting us through, and you are God that will see us through. And this morning, you will glorify your name in every department of our life. Lord, as we go into this time of exhortation and seeking your face, Lord, your spirit will brood upon our spirits and you minister unto us in a unique way. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us put hands together for the Lord. I want to thank the Lord today for the way he has been leading us and helping us in this service. Remember that today is the second day of our waiting on the Lord. And so we are not coming back in the evening to meet again. So we are packing so many things to this service. So we are not going to take too much of your time, but don't be too conscious of time that you have to know that we may spend a few minutes beyond normal time today because we are putting so many things together. I want to thank God for the songs of the choir. Let us appreciate God in their lives and ministry by clapping unto the Lord. Yes, through all we have gone through this year, it is God that has been pulling us through, and it will never work out on us. Even when some of us attempt to take a walk, by his tender mercy will pull us back, by his tender mercies. So God has been pulling us through. And he has asked me to exhort you this morning with a word of encouragement, which he said, keep pursuing. What did I say? Tell somebody beside you, keep pursuing. Tell another person, keep pursuing. I want us to open our Bible this morning to the book of Genesis chapter 14. Before we go to prayer, we have to go into a brief exhortation. Genesis chapter 14, and I want us to read from verse 14 to 16. Genesis chapter 14. We read from verse 14 and we read to verse 16. Let me begin to read Genesis 14:14. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he harmed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. Verse 15. And he divided against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. Now verse 16. I want you to listen to that verse 16. And he brought back all the goods. How many? And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it might seem as if enemy seemingly succeeded in taking away what belongs to us or what should be our own. Sometimes the enemy might seem to be succeeding in putting us in a state of distress, in a state of agony, in a state of sadness, in a fit of unhappiness. That when you look at the happenings, the enemy will tell you, just forget it. Just surrender. Just accept defeat. Just know that this cannot work again. Just resign to fate. Just accept what has been thrown into your face. Do not bother yourself again, because it is over. In the case we found here, Lot happened to be the nephew of Abraham. And so happened that he was the one that Abraham left with. What account will he give? Nobody forced Lot unto Abraham. I'm not even sure God asked Abraham to take Lot along, but he took him along anyway. Yes, Lot somehow had not behaved so well, but then Abraham still had that responsibility. And I see, to spite him, the enemy wanted to tell him that, look, you think you are coming to promised land. Even before you leave, you are started losing what you left with. They took away Abraham, his wife, and everything he had. And Lot was distressed. And Abraham was distressed. But then Abraham realized something, which I want all of us to realize today. That anytime you are having a sense of grief, a sense of loss, a sense of things going below your expectation or not working your way, the first thing you need to do is to rescue yourself from the sense of grief. Abraham could have just been mourning. He could have just been counting his loss. He could have just been weeping and crying. But what he did was for to call himself back and rescue himself from a sense of grief. Is there anybody this morning who has been consumed by a sense of grief, a sense of unhappiness? I want to tell you this morning, God is here today to give you the strength to recover. I said, God has come with the grace for you to recover her, not just in part, but in full, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the second thing I want to say this morning, anytime it looks as if you've missed it, the enemy will tell you, look, you have missed it. You have lost it. It is the time to decide to pursue your goal vigorously. Don't allow the enemy to run away with your trophy. Today is the first day in the month of November. 10 months have passed. So many things you want to accomplish. Are you giving yourself, well, the enemy can just go away with it, I will restart that next year? No. Don't allow the enemy to run away with your trophy. Because it belongs to you. You may not be having it now. It might look as if it is out of reach. But God expects you to pursue. It does not matter whether you are fainting. It does not matter whether you cannot even find the strength. But know something. That for a man that is ready to pursue, there is a grace to recover. When you make up your mind to keep pursuing, the Lord will release the grace to recover. And I want to tell you this morning, before I say what I want to say, I want to take you again to another portion of the scripture, which I'm sure we are familiar with. 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I want us to read from verse 18 to 19. First, God bless you. Now, when you get home, because of, I don't want the reading to be long, I would love you to read from verse 1 when Ziklag was attacked. So I want you to go and read from verse 1. But because of our time, I will just read verse 18 to 19. But go back home and read from verse 1. And David recovered all that the Amalekite had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. Now listen. How many of the things that were carried away did David recover? How many? David recovered all that Amalekites have carried away. There has been Amalekite of pandemic this year. There has been Amalekite of lockdown. There has been Amalekite of NSAS. There has been Amalekite of bad economy. There has been Amalekite of high inflation. There has been Amalekite of bad leadership. There has been Amalekite of negative political environment. There has been Amalekite of unfriendly situation. And these Amalekites in the year 2020, they seem to have carried a lot away from us. But let me tell you something. God will not go against his word. God will keep his word. What God wants to do is to count your blessings, not your losses. Are you listening to me? God does not want you to count your losses. What he say? Count your blessing, name them one by. Is that one in your Bible? Can you open to any chapter, any verse, any part of the Bible where it says count your losses? If you can find that in the scripture, wave your hand and let me see you. God does not want you to count your losses. God is in the business of making his people to count their blessings. So the enemy came to Abraham after the promise that God had given him, that took him out of the father's house and gave him a solid word of promise by undeniable revelation. And the enemy wanted him to start by counting losses. Abraham said, no. I am going to pursue. I cannot count losses because I am a child of promise. I am not going to give up because I'm a child of destiny. I am not going to surrender because God has given me a word of assurance. I will pursue because I cannot afford to count losses. Tell somebody I can't afford to count losses. I will count my blessings. I cannot afford to count losses. I will count my blessings. My brother, if you cannot afford to count losses and you want to count your blessing, then you must not stop pursuing. You must not say that it is gone. You must not say it is late. You must not say it is over. See, in the case of also David, the enemy wanted David to count his losses. At a point in time, the devil thought of stoning him. Those who are loyal to him, remember when David was called and he ran into the cave of Adullam? Bible says all those who are distressed, all those who are in trouble, all those who are in debt, all those who are in distress, they came unto him in the cave of Adullam. And they came together. From there rose up the men of valor. And they came to Hebron to make David king. They were so loyal. They were so committed. People were ready to give their life for David, but they turned against him. You can see the way the enemy struck. That the source of his strength, the enemy took it away from him. His backbone, the enemy wanted to break it. And David could have just been wasting his time lamenting. My brother and myself, stop spending time in lamentation. God does not want to count losses. He wants you to count your blessing. And David summoned courage to seek the face of the Lord and to pursue them. And the Bible says, David recovered all that the Amalekites are carried away. I speak unto this morning. Those of you who are in this auditorium, I speak unto this time. Those of you who are watching me online, everything that the enemy, that the Amalekites has carried away, has taken out of your life, today, this man, that Lord will cause you to recover all in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's go to verse 19. Verse 19. And there was nothing. I like this. There was what? Nothing lacking to them. Neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughter, neither anything they are taking of them. David recovered her. I like this. The Bible said there was nothing, absolutely nothing that was lacking to them. Whether small, I can overlook this one. I think God has done this big one. Let me forget about that one. And this one does not matter. The Bible said there was nothing, whether small or great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything. Every spoil they took away. The God made David to recover. That they are taking to them. All those that enemies are taking to them. Say, everything that doesn't belong, everything that belongs to you, that is wrong location, this man, the Lord will release his grace to return them back unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything they are taking to them, those things were in wrong location. Sometimes, things that are supposed to be yours are not yours. But the fact remains that they are wrongly located. But there is the power of God to relocate them. This month, this morning, this time, you are entering to a phase where the Lord will relocate everything that belongs to you, that has been taken away, back unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible said that David recovered her. David recovered her. I want to tell you this morning, I like the song of choir, through it all. It has been God that has been pulling us through. It does not matter what you have gone through this year. Do not be overwhelmed by sense of loss, but be consumed by the desire to recover. And to every man that's ready to pursue, he will release the grace to recover. Ah, time has been lost this year. Oh, I was reading something online. I don't know where, I can't remember whether it's on WhatsApp or something. So it was a funny post. Someone said, don't count this year as part of my lifetime, because this year is... He said this year should not be counted as part of his lifetime, because it's also, most of it is wasted. So such a person is already overwhelmed by sense of loss. But is that possible? Is that not part of your lifetime? If you are to live 100 years, 2020 is already part of it. So if there's anything that has been assigned for you this year and you're unable to accomplish it, it's a loss. True of us. But this morning, you will not suffer loss. This morning, you will recover. So today, we are going into a session of prayer. But before we go into that, I want to anchor this message with this verse, or wrap up with it before we go into prayer. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he is that go with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Your God is the one that is going with you now to recover the lost time, to recover the lost ground, to recover everything that has seemingly been wasted. Say, do not be afraid. It's God that is going with you, and he will not fail you. I like that word. God will not fail you. Men can fail. Government can fail. Spouses can fail. Parents can fail. Even pastors sometimes can fail. But God will not fail you, and he will not forsake you. Many people, really, let's be frank, even many Christians this year feel forsaken. Two of us. We are born again, we are tongue to bed. Many people sometimes feel a sense of being forsaken. That things don't seem just to be working out. They are not just hiding up. But this morning, the Lord will strengthen you to recover everything you think you have lost. You'll get them back. I say you'll get them back. I say you'll get them back. Because this grace of God is coming upon your life. I want to stand on your feet this morning as you go into a session of prayer. I want you to, first of all, to begin to thank God. Abraham had a sense of loss, but with God, he recovered. David had a sense of loss. Again, he recovered everything. This God has not changed. You are the Lord from beginning to the end. There's no need for argument.
You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God. From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God. From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God by yourself.
I want you to begin to follow to thank God because He has not changed. He is the God of the beginning, the God of the end. He began this year with us. He will end it with us. So begin to thank God because He has not changed. The first thing I want us to do this morning is to thank Him. That we know He has not changed and He will not change. He is our God. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our strength. He is our fortress. He's our buckler. He's our hope. He's our reward. He's our encouragement. I want you all to bless this God. God that cannot change. With Him, there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. Bless the name of the Lord. Worship Him. Worship Him. Appreciate Him. Tell Him, I know you are still my God. I know you are still on the throne. I know you still control the affairs of my life. I know you are still in charge of my destiny. I know I have not been forsaken. I know you will not fail me. I know you will not leave me alone. Mesi gabo shinteliba ragagaga sapaga brakaka sapaliga barakaka sapaliga bakashapaliga bakashapaka shipalaba rekeske popo rogogogo sopoliga endeko somboliga rangagaga sampaliba rekekeke sempolibo rokogogo sopoligaga sandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want you to look at your own life personally. See, from beginning of the year to this time, there are certain things you look at and you become weak in your spirit. There are certain things you consider it as perceived, your heart is just falling. You are just crestfallen when you look at those things. Now begin to ask this God now, that God begin to strengthen you in your area of your weakness. Your area where your strength is failing. In the area where your faith is being challenged. In your area where your confidence is being shaken. In the area where doubt is coming in. Begin to ask God. Begin to ask God that God will strengthen you. Remember, even God, David asked us, will I recover? Will I overtake? That means himself was not sure. He was not sure. He was in doubt. So begin to ask this morning. Every area where situation and circumstances is putting doubt into your life, has been putting a lack of confidence in your life, begin to ask this morning that God will strengthen you. Begin to ask that God will strengthen you. Begin to ask for the strength of God in the area of weaknesses, that God will extend those weaknesses with strength. God will extend those fear with faith. God will extend those doubt with confidence. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ask the strength of Israel to strengthen you. Ask the strength of Israel to strengthen you. Ask the strength of Israel to strengthen you. Masika papa, reseke popo, raansika palia, rese empo simpaliba, raantakuske popo, ruma sampaliga, retetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet Rugagaga sipa, rengegege simpoliba, inda saiga shubalaba, erima sandalaba, reke supa shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want to open your eyes. I want you to be sincere with yourself. Is there any sense of loss this year? Some, it might be physical, it might be emotional, it might be psychological. That means maybe I've lost some time, I wasted some time. Is there any, be sincere with yourself, we are before God. Is there any sense of loss? that you feel when you think, I wish. This morning, I want to call upon the name of the Lord. That God, everything that seemingly have been lost, today I gain them back. You may not know how it's going to happen. Don't figure it out. Don't begin to calculate how it's going to happen. That every area where you have a sense of loss, that God will step into those areas. And there will be recovery. There will be recovery. There will be recovery. There will be restoration. Begin to ask for restoration. Begin to ask for restoration. Everything that has been lost this year. It might be dream. It might be aspiration. It might be time. It might even be resources. Everything you think you have lost this year. And I want you to be serious with this prayer. Begin to ask that God will bring them back. That you can tell God, I want to count my blessings. I cannot afford to count losses. As this year is coming to an end, I refuse to be among those who count their losses. I refuse to be among those who count their losses. This year, O Lord God, everything that looks as if I've lost, Lord, return them back unto me. You are with Abraham. Abraham recovered all. You are with David. David acquired all. He did not suffer any loss. Everything that seemed that have been lost this year, Lord, recover them back unto me. I pray for recovery. I pray for recovery. I pray for recovery. Maska papa pa shinda liba raka kaka sapa ka simpo ligo baka sapa papa raka kaka sapa ka raka kaka sipo ruka kaka sapa li rekekeke skepo reinga supa reendo ko subaba raka kaka sapa liga raka kaka sapa la rekekeke simpo liba rekekeke simpo baka shiba raanda kasaba reke suba shanda laba reke simpo libaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. See, many of us, we are facing struggles and battles that are bigger than our strength. Our strength is too small to cope with the challenges that we are facing sometimes. But this morning, you are going to call upon the Lord of hosts to arise on your behalf against the flood rising against your life, against the storm rising in your life, in any department of your life, against the armies of the enemy that set array against you. You are going to call upon the Lord of hosts to come to your defense, because your own strength as a person is small. The day Togun, Togun. The day Tija, Tija.
The day Linu Agbarare. The day Olorun mi. Ko wa seranwo fokan mi.
Let me remind you of something which I've mentioned before. Remember Mephibosheth? He was born as a prince in the house of a king. But the battles against his life was bigger than him. Right from the time he was young, he had not even known anything. He wouldn't say he had committed anything. I mean, physically speaking, as morally we say, Yes, in our iniquity, our mother conceived us. But he was yet to come to the sense of right or wrong. When the battles bigger than him rose up against him, and right from childhood became crippled. He was crippled not by his own mistake, not by his own error, but because the enemy wages war bigger than his ability and cripple him for life. Right from childhood, before he could have the opportunity to walk, he was crippled. So he could not even run. And even when David came and said, is there nobody in the household of Jonathan or Saul that can show mercy for the sake of Jonathan, my friend? Do you still remember? They still contended with his lot. Many things many of us are facing is not because of our fault. But some people have been crippled by forces beyond their ability. And so no matter what they do, this morning, I want to begin to speak unto the Lord. Any battle that the enemy is waging against my life, against my destiny, that is bigger than my ability, this morning, I bring them to the cross of Calvary. I surrender them. I drag them before the cross of Calvary, on the foot of Calvary this morning. Let the host of heaven rise on my behalf and deal with them. Let the host of heaven rise on my behalf and fight my battle. Let the host of heaven rise upon my behalf and fight for me. If you are serious about that, you pray that prayer. Maska papa, rekeske popo, ronto koko sompolia, resekekeke sempo, raanda kashiba, raanda kasandaliga, rengegege sipa, rengegege sempoligo, runda kakaka sambaliga, reke supa, reensa paliba, resaka pulaba, shehibaka, shehibakaba, 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 shehibakaka, singrabaka sandala, masudalaba. Maruga sambaliga, risokopo sida, reensokopo shiba, edeliga sambaliga, raandaka simbaliga, resokoko sompoliga, raantaliga, reensugaba, reensekeke, raandakuska, raanduse popo, reisika pashandalaga, raantaliba, rike sepo sambaliga, rekako supoliba, raanda sandalaba kuraba, reensekepo, risadalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want you to seize this opportunity of this time and the grace available. Are there some things that you are troubled with and you want God to turn around? There are things, something that, some negative things, some losses, some pain that the enemy has inflicted on your life this year, on your heart this year, and you want God to turn it around. I want you just to cry unto Lord regarding it now. I want to see the upon the grace available in the house now. Every area that the enemy has inflicted a pain, a sadness, a sorrow upon your life, and you want God, you want God, you want God to turn it around this year. Even the last 2 months remaining this year, I want to pray about it now. Put it before God. Put it before God. I challenge you to put it before God. Not before me. Not before Sida. But before the Lord of hosts. Before the host of heaven. Before the King of glory. Before the Lord of love. Before the Ancient of Days. Before the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Bring it before him now. Maskitaliga. Marcus Santa. And ask God to touch those areas. 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 Maski palaba, maska paluanga, sheke poposkopo, raanta liga, raanta kasuba, Riseke po sumbalaba, ra antakus kepopo, ra kakaka sapa, ra kakaka simpa, rekekeke sepoliba, ranga simpa liga, bakaka sapa liga, reke supa shandalaba, ra antakantala, brakaka sapa liga, rekeke suba shandalaba, erima gadalaba, erima gadalaba, eri gadalaba, eri gadalaba, eringa supa shandalaba, emo sopopo soboliga. Randaka sandalaba, resupa shindalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the last 2 months of this year, are there some things you still want God to do? They are standing, they have not been accomplished. But you yourself know that if this thing are not accomplished before this year goes away, you'll not be happy. Those are the things I want to bring before God now. And the remaining 2 months of this year, there are certain things that you know in deep in your heart that if this year should go like this and this is not done, I will not be happy. Now, I want you just to go on your knee anywhere you are now and put it before God. And put it before God. This is just between you and God now. It's between me and God now. This is not just, it's not a prayer I want you to pray loud or pray out. But just between you and God, just like Hannah did in Silo that day, that is what I want us to do this morning. Let us have a time of Shiloh. If Hannah had left that day, she knew she couldn't go afford to go to Shiloh and come back again barren. So at the end of the day, she went before the altar. And even not minding the prophet, he went alone before God and cried unto God from the sorrow of her heart. This morning, empty your heart before God. There are certain things which, if this year should go away, and they are not accomplished, you will not feel fulfilled. These are the things I want to go on your knee, anywhere you are now, and put it before God silently. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Pass me not to change to Savior. Yeah, my humble. Pastor Otis Gumarando for us and praying. I will ask us to open to book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 20. We'll read that, and after that we'll call on Pastor Otis Gumarando the prayer. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 20. The book of Isaiah chapter 60, I read verse 20. Your son shall no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
God of all restoration, the God that brings all that have been lost. Father, your power is able to bring them back. Lord, we bless you. We thank you because, Lord, even those things that the enemy has buried, the Bible says, you went to the grave and you brought life. You gave life to the one that has given gone. There is nothing too difficult for you to do. Lord, you are God of all possibilities. Yes, Lord, even when the head of the axe fell inside the water and the sons of the prophet thought that all has ended. Lord, by your command, the head of the house was recovered. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, today, we bring all the invaders, all the destroyers, all those, oh God, who have been pursuing, all those who have been wasting time and season, all the forces that have been wasting, all the wasters, all the invaders in our lives, all the troublers, we summon them to the throne of judgment of God, and we cry unto you, Father, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will judge them. Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree, we summon all manner of invaders. Those who have invaded lives, they have invaded homes, they have invaded destiny, they have invaded dreams. All those who have been troubling, who have been chewing, and who have been eating dreams. All the forces, oh God, who have even swallowed, oh Lord, the promises of God in the lives of your people. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command them to vomit them. We decree this month of November, right now, vomit them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we locate wherever they are hiding by the fire of the Most High God. We locate them. We locate them. And we summon them. We summon them to the throne of judgment of the Lord. And we declare all that you have taken away from the lives of this one, all that you have taken away, all that you have stolen, all that you have robbed from them, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we command, restore them back, restore them back, in the name of Jesus, 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 restore them back. Today, Lord of glory, you granted strength for Abraham to recover everything. You granted strength to David to recover Lord of heaven, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, over every life here, we receive strength, we receive strength, we receive ability, we receive the power, we receive the grace to recover, to recover, to recover, to recover, to recover. Even Lord, the Bible says, you restore the time the cankerworm and the caterpillars have eaten. Lord, when I look into that word every time, say, it has passed through the faces. It has been eliminated. But the Bible says you will restore it, even irrespective of whether the enemy has eaten it. Lord of heaven, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the time and season, all the things that the enemy has eaten up, whatsoever the enemy has eaten up, whether it has eaten it up, digested, oh yes Lord, your power is able to bring it back by the power of the Most High God. We command, let it be restored back in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree a restoration. We decree a restoration. We decree a returning back in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Because by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are not going to count any loss. We will not count loss. We shall not count any loss in the name of Jesus. We shall not count any loss in the name of Jesus. We shall not count any loss in the name of Jesus. Lord, our song will be, come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done. Yes, Lord, that shall be our testimonies. Come, O Lord, by this end of this month, by the end of November, by the end of December 2020. Lord of heaven, we will count our blessings. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. We hallow you. Thank you because you will satisfy every life. Thank you, King of Glory, because our sun shall not be withdrawn. Our sun shall not be withdrawn. Our moon shall not be withdrawn. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because you will satisfy us. We shall see your glory in the land of the living. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And let the saints say a better amen.